This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8:46, 14 till 9. Hang on to yourselves here. Well, hang on to your whatever your seats, because we're going to learn something here. I saw the cannon in Washington, in Jackson Square, the Washington Artillery, and got me to wondering, what the hell's all that about? And I've passed it, Lord knows how many times. John Fitzmaurice joins us, an instructor of history at UNO. Good morning, John. How are you? Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you, Tommy.
There are things all over the city that we walk past every day, and we have no earthly idea the history behind them. True?
Not just true, but very, very true.
Very, very true. Two verys. Good. Let's talk about the 141st Field Artillery Regiment, or the Washington Artillery. Tell me the story behind that.
Well, every colony that was established either by England or France or Spain and so forth almost immediately had a militia in order to defend itself against attacks, either through native tribes or against one of the other European powers. And Louisiana was no exception. And so the Washington Artillery traces its origins back to the days of Bienville and Perrier, and then the Spanish colonization of Louisiana, or administration of Louisiana as well. Now, the Washington Artillery was actually founded officially on September the 7th, 1838. But like I said, the origins go way back to colonial Louisiana.
Does it still exist, or is the only remnant the cannon?
Oh, no, no. It is still very much in existence. It is headquartered today at Jackson Barracks. It's called now today the 256th Infantry Combat Team Fire Battalion, and it's part of the Louisiana National Guard. Its current commander is Major Michael Lacoste.
Tell me about the history of defending, I guess, the city and the country of the field artillery, the Washington Artillery.
Well, after the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, Louisiana, of course, needed to reconstitute a militia on the American model. And so they took the old French and Spanish militia battalions, and they put it together as an artillery battalion. And then, of course, after 1815, the militia then begins to choose the name George Washington as its title for patriotic fervor from, the 1815 to the 1830s. But, of course, many in the artillery at the time said Washington was named after their artillery, not their artillery after Washington.
Tell me how the tiger came to be the mascot.
Well, over time, Louisiana's artillery and its militia was so well trained that even Robert E. Lee, at the Battle of First Manassas, said that Louisianians fought for him like tigers, and the name stuck. And hence, we have a small football team up in Baton Rouge that now bears that moniker as well.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're talking about the Washington Artillery with John Fitzmaurice, instructor of history at my alma mater, I'm proud to say, UNO. 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We like to take a varied approach here in the morning, and we're going to try to spend some time this year talking about some things that we walk past every day, and we take them for granted. And as John Fitzmaurice, instructor of history at my alma mater, UNO, said, it happens very, very often where we don't know what the heck it is, and we just take it for granted. So the 101st Field Artillery Regiment, the Washington Artillery, founded in 1838, most recent action, as I understand it, was in 2021, I think it is, or 2020 to 2021. It deployed to Iraq and Syria as part of the 256th Infantry Brigade in support of Operation Inherent Resolve. How would the makeup of the soldiers differ from 1838 to today's soldier in terms of...
Good, it's a far more professional organization now than it was back then. And this is not to denigrate the men who served in the Washington Artillery back in 1838, but it was more of a sort of an elite gentleman's club that was established. And they were very fiercely independent and wanted to stay that way. And they resisted many attempts to integrate them further into the Army. Over time.
Until so were they paramilitary, John, or part of the military?
I would not call them paramilitary because they never operated outside of the military structure. They were always a part of the military structure, but they always maintained their independence from the military to a certain degree. Not in the sense that they would go where they were told.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, they would fight when they were told, but they maintained a sense of autonomy with it.
Were these people of means?
Yes, they were the social elites of New Orleans and Louisiana. In fact, it became a sort of a sign of status that I was a member of the Washington Artillery back in the day. That goes all the way back to Captain James Walton, who's considered the father of the Washington Artillery. Mm-hmm. He wasn't the first commander of the Washington Artillery, but he's the one that began making it into a true fighting force. To be reckoned with.
So when it comes to training, obviously there's a different standard for training now than there was then. Did they go about training themselves, or was it an art form unto itself because they were of means?
It was sort of a combination of both, in that they were men of means, and so they used their own resources oftentimes to do that. But they did submit to military training from time to time. They were very particular about choosing their own commanders, but at a certain point they accepted the fact that they needed to accept an outside commander from the military to stay within. And this is how, for instance, Stonewall Jackson's grandson became commander of the Washington Artillery in the early 20th century.
What would their greatest accomplishment be if you had, as a historian, to align one or assign one to the Washington Artillery?
I think that they set the standard for the development of state militias along a very professional line. They were very strong on professional development, military development as well. And I think that they were very key and integral also during the Second World War, when Louisiana's maneuvers took place in Western Louisiana.
Well, Louisiana's what took place? I want to hear that part, John.
The Louisiana maneuvers, which were the military exercises that took place in Western Louisiana prior to and during the Second World War, because Western Louisiana was so wide open that the tank commanders were able to use that as a training ground. This is why we have Fort Polk. And then after that, the Washington Artillery took part in that as well. And they set the standard for professional training.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the information as always. We're going to do that this year, man. We're going to educate ourselves about all the stuff that surrounds us. We'll be back talking to Arthur Hardy on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.